Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 149 here with Ryan.
Yep, we're one more episode to 150. That's another big old milestone for us. But before this episode starts, join our Discord. You guys don't like doing that, but I'm obviously going to say it anyways because,
aggravation until you do.
Just in case. Yeah, just in case. You guys get so annoyed that you finally join the Discord.
We'll see.
Yeah, I highly doubt you guys will, because you don't like Discord, but, we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started then. Sony announces they are discontinuing the Blu-ray disc.
So they're basically just discontinuing a whole era. Just getting rid of a whole era.
Yeah, because Blu-ray succeeded DVD, and now... Yep. Getting rid of it.
Blu-rays.
Because, be fair, everything's streaming first. Like, you go to theaters first. Most stuff goes to theaters first and then streaming platforms. So.
And, Peacock, Hulu, Netflix, all that.
Yeah.
Tubi, whatever else.
Disney Plus, crap.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. So, people do still use Blu-ray. If they don't have cable or anything like that, or they don't have a smart TV. Say they can't get a smart TV or whatever.
We used to when the power was out, because usually it used to be before I had T-Mobile Wi-Fi. When the power was out, the Wi-Fi was out. So I would use DVDs or Blu-ray discs from Redbox to on my Xbox to play to watch movies. So.
Yeah, I haven't used a Redbox in so long.
I think it was with you. Maybe it was me and Colin, but we announced a year ago that they went bankrupt. They're shut down.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we talked about
that. I think it might have been me and Colin. But yeah, they're bankrupt. They're no longer... Redbox is no longer a thing.
Well, I still see the things.
They're supposed to shut down all the Redbox boxes.
I still see Redbox. There's a whole bunch of them.
They're supposed to be bankrupt.
With new things?
Year ago. Unless somebody else bought them out, maybe.
Maybe. I get why they're kind of bankrupt.
Nobody uses them.
Because, you got online streaming services and everything now.
Right.
But I will go and read this article for you guys. Sony announced that the company is officially halting the production of recordable Blu-ray mini discs and MD data disc media, as well as mini DV cassettes. In another step in the slow decline of physical media, as Sony... speaking of physical media, Ubisoft.
You think Ubisoft's responsible? Gotta get used to not owning your games.
Yeah. You think Ubisoft's actually responsible for this?
Probably.
Shutting down all physical stuff? You may say Sony, but it's actually Ubisoft.
Right.
But Sony said that the production of optical media will end in February of this year. So literally in
2 days.
2 days.
This starts February.
My birthday is in 5 days. Almost.
Ryan's going to be old.
Ooh. But there will be no successor models. The company said that in a press release, noting that production is ending due to poor sales. Which obviously, again, everything's, streaming wise now when it comes to movies and shows and stuff like that. So it's, obviously the sales are low, really low now. I get there's still some people that do buy Blu-ray and stuff like that because that's all they have.
Right.
and everything.
What it says here that it's not about the Blu-ray discs used for movies and like PS5 games. So it's just ones that other people can record on. So like individuals and then other companies that just record on them. But that doesn't mean that in a year or two we'll be talking about them doing away with those Blu-ray discs too, used in movies and games. So maybe that'll be the end of physical games on Sony's part anyway, once they do away with the Blu-ray disc completely.
Yeah. It says here currently, Sony offers a range of options from 25GB to 128GB storage capacity, with both R and RE. To be clear that, you know, it's not about the Blu-ray disc used for movies and PS5 games. Other companies like Verbatim are still producing recordable Blu-ray discs, so it's just Sony, I'm guessing, that are shutting down like the Blu-ray disc. So other companies,
well, they own like the Blu-ray, they started the Blu-ray disc, so like they own the name and everything for Blu-ray, like the type of disc.
So they're just gonna have to,
anybody that uses a Blu-ray disc, they get it from Sony. Like on the Xbox One or the Xbox Series, they use Blu-ray discs, they get it from Sony.
But it says here, you know, are still producing recordable Blu-ray discs. For those seeking recordable Blu-ray discs, on the other hand, mini discs may, you know, be seeing their last days, as Sony is one of the few companies producing them still, if not the only one that are still kind of producing, you know, Blu-ray discs and stuff, because I know there's not many at all. Because again, it's just all streaming services and everything now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it says here, you know, Blu-ray won the Betamax / VHS war against HD DVDs. I don't know why that's like, that confused me so much. Because there wasn't a space between it.
HD DVDs.
There wasn't a space, so it confused me for a second. But when the formats were introduced,
It says here,
largely to, you know, some inappropriate. It's not very appropriate.
We're a family-friendly podcast. We can't say stuff like that.
It's not very family-friendly, so I'm not going to read this, but it's largely thanks to that certain type of source. As it goes with many things in tech. But since then, the appeal of Blu-ray has slowly been chipped away due to streaming services, cloud storage, and cheap memory. Because obviously streaming services are cheaper than making physical copies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why everybody wants to go digital for games and stuff. Because it's cheaper. They don't have to print out a physical.
I still hate that.
I do too.
Because I love, even though I don't really buy many games physical, I do buy my Switch games.
I do physical. Too. If I could buy PC games physical, I would. You used to be able to. They don't have disk drives anymore. So,
yeah.
Or even you can get USB disk drives. Even if they still made PC games for disk, I would get a USB disk drive and use that. But they don't even make them physical anymore.
I mean, you can get obviously older disk games and stuff like that.
But new ones.
Off of the internet. But new ones, there's. I wish there were like newer disc games. So that'd be pretty cool to have. I mean,
it would.
Yeah, imagine just having a PC disc, like Spider-Man 2 or something. You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, that wouldn't happen.
No, it'd be cool though.
But however, the physical media has, you know, seen a bit of a, you know, resurgence, and has more savvy consumers have noticed that the licensing protocol of digital purchases means that we don't actually own our purchases. Streaming services can be fickle with dumping or removing shows. That's the thing. That's the only bad thing about like streaming services. Shows go and pop up. Like
If you had a physical, obviously you never lose it.
Giant example.
Because there's constantly stuff coming in and out, in and out.
I hate it. But say if I was in the middle of a show and it just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening.
For example, like the Mario movie, it was on Netflix for a while and then now it's gone.
A few of the Dark, like the Dark Knight movies, they were on there at some point. And the Spider-Man movies, I'm not sure if they're still on there or not. But they're gone, I'm pretty sure.
I know before Paramount Plus was a thing, like SpongeBob and a bunch of the older Nickelodeon shows that I watched when I was old, they were on there. But now they're not, which obviously they're on Paramount Plus. But
Paramount has all the...
Because they own the, you know, rights to them. But the Nickelodeon.
Which is pretty cool, so
yeah,
you guys can watch all of like Courage and everything like that.
Yeah, that's Cartoon Network.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I always got them confused.
So that would be on HBO Max, I believe. Yeah. Who has Cartoon Network stuff?
It's crazy that Cartoon Network shut down.
I love Cartoon Network.
I loved it. A whole bunch of good shows.
Oh, yeah.
But, excuse me. Reportedly, Minidisc, you know, has seen a resurgence among audiophiles due to tactically of the media and improved audio. It also supports live recording and can be found in professional studios since, you know, a lot of music and audio is archived in that format. But all four formats have existed for decades, Blu-ray being the youngest, launching in 2002.
Blu-ray's been around since 2002? Holy crap, I feel old. I remember when it first came out.
Old time. Blu-ray is 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
Many DVD cassettes, mostly used in, you know, video production, debuted in 1995. Mini discs and MD data arrived in 92 and 93.
Do you remember cassette tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you? I know they were before, way before your time.
Granny had a whole bunch.
She's old.
In her camper. How did she watch movies? There was like The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, those are VCR tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Cassette tapes are the little ones like that would you play in a car.
Oh, yeah.
Older cars had cassette tape players instead of a DVD or a CD player.
Yeah. My dad had a few. Like Creed and all that.
Oh, yeah. Creed's where it's at.
I don't know if he doesn't have them anymore, but yeah. He used them in the white truck he had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot it did have a cassette player tape. Tape player.
Learn how to talk.
I know, I can't talk. Right. We can go and move on. The CEO of Xbox, Phil Spencer, talks about Xbox games possibly going to the Switch 2.
You know, obviously, we're always going to talk about Phil Spencer in some way, even if he's not even it. Even if he's not even in the topic, like we just talk about.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
He's a good.
He's a cool guy. A lot of people hate on him, but there's no point.
I don't know why.
He does everything that he feels is best for Xbox.
And then people hate it. People hate to hate.
People just hate Xbox, period. But
Xbox hit a major downfall, though.
Yeah.
But it's mainly because, like, I don't know.
They're the newest, you know. Into like Nintendo and Sony's been around forever, and then Xbox came in, and then everybody hates them. And they're the only American company. Like Sony and Nintendo are from Japan.
Americans,
yeah, everybody hates Americans.
No one. I mean, I'd say see why, but
yeah, I don't blame you, but
yeah,
still.
Speaking as an American, I see why.
But. Yeah, definitely. We're all retarded.
But besides, you know, the new Mario Kart that we don't know about, you know, either Mario Kart 9 or Mario Kart 10, we don't know what it's actually going to be called yet, obviously.
I'm leaning more towards X.
It might be X. That'd be a way better title, too. Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart X? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I know it does sound cool. But we don't know which games are coming to Nintendo Switch. We'll likely find out more during the Switch 2 Focus, you know, Nintendo Direct happening in April. Well, on April 2nd. But for now, we have confirmation of at least one publisher who will, you know, support the Switch 2. And the publisher is Xbox. So, yeah. Xbox.
Halo Master Chief coming to Switch 2.
That. I don't like that.
Forza Horizon 5 coming to Switch 2.
Gears of War.
Switch yeah, probably.
2. I don't like that, though. I know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Soon exclusives aren't going to be even a thing.
That's not for Xbox.
Yeah.
For and PlayStation, eventually for Sony, for not, like, I mean, their exclusives are going to PC, so.
Eventually, they're going to come to Xbox. Mm-hmm. I see it happening, especially
the only
for
one that's going to have exclusives is Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
Because they will never, ever
never, yeah, they're never
share with anybody. It'll never go to PC. Unless it's through emulation.
Emulation, the goat.
Is.
But what I got here is, but for now, we have a confirmation that at least one publisher, as I said, during an interview on Gamertag Radio via The Gamer, Xbox head Phil Spencer said he's looking forward to working with Nintendo. Why wouldn't you? It's Nintendo.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're pretty cool. Yeah, they kind of started everything.
Pretty much.
More popular-wise.
Yeah, definitely made the game more popular.
Yeah, way more popular.
Than the Atari kind of did.
The Atari is kind of wild.
Yeah.
But no offense to you Atari gamers out there. I know some people still play it.
It's kind of
I don't know why. I don't know why you would still play it, but you still play.
People like Pong, playing Pong. The ball Pong's bounces back good. And forth. That's
it is
fun.
One of the,
it's crazy.
Like the first game ever. So.
I played it on the iPod, like the iPod Nano.
Yeah. Pong's the goat.
Yeah.
But while this news is certainly welcome, it's not exactly surprising. After all, Xbox, former Xbox exclusives, like, Grounded, Sea of Thieves, Pandemic, Hi-Fi Rush, arrived on Nintendo Switch and PS5 last year. We've obviously talked about all of those back whenever this first happened.
Oh yeah.
If you guys do want to watch that episode, just scroll through our 150 episodes and
find it in there, or just start at episode 1 and just listen to you hit 150.
Yeah,
you'll get it in there somewhere.
Yeah. Just listen to all our episodes.
Sorry about the ads. Just skip through them if you don't want to listen to them.
There's a lot of ads, but we kind of. We could help it, but we want money. Be honest.
Yeah, honest.
Because of that, though, then it makes sense that Xbox would continue its relationship but with, Nintendo and, the latter's upcoming console, stuff like that. But recent rumors claimed that at least 5 Xbox games were coming to the Nintendo Switch 2. On YouTube, Spanish leaker XTaz1's claimed that Microsoft has big plans for the Switch 2. According to this leaker, Xbox might bring titles such as Diablo 4, Fallout 4, Halo Master Chief Collection, Microsoft Flight Simulator. Oh yeah, you want to fly around the world, Ashton?
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Imagine actually having a plane, have the
actual controls and scrap.
Yeah, the actual, that'd be cool.
That would be
cool. And Starfield as well. Starfield to the Switch 2? Heck yeah. That's going to be weird seeing Halo there, though. I get, Fallout, that was
awesome.
Yeah,
because those are new additions to Microsoft. So, Fallout, it was owned by Bethesda before, Microsoft bought Bethesda. So, that's not as much of an exclusive to my eyes as Halo.
Halo, the first ever franchise of Xbox, is going to
their Nintendo. Actual mascot.
The literal mascot, even their mascot is a guy in a suit and a car.
Yeah.
Basically, it's Forza.
Pretty much.
And then, obviously, Gears of War, but.
Yeah, that's true.
You more think of Forza or,
Halo.
Halo. But it says here, though we can't say Phil Spencer's remarks, collaborate this rumor, the timing is rather interesting. Currently, those aforementioned titles haven't been obviously confirmed yet, But we'll let you guys know if it's true and if it's going to, yeah, obviously, going to be these games or not.
Right.
But now we know Xbox games will come to the Switch too. We just don't know which ones and stuff like that. They just kind of guessed on the games. But, you know, figure it out. You know, it's just kind of like a full-out rumor, even though,
right,
you know, at the same time.
We know games will come. We just don't know for sure which ones.
Yeah. It's a rumor, but at the same time, it's not. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the possible games, you know, Diablo 4, Fallout 4, Halo and Master Chief Collection, so Halo 1, 2, and 3, and then Microsoft Flight Simulator. Well, maybe they might add Infinite in there, too. I wonder if they added Infinite.
They might have 1, 2, 3, 4, Reach, and Guardian, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But Master Chief isn't. He's in 1, 2, 3. That's it, besides Infinite, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
But I remember the first three games being on there.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
Like, 4 is okay. 4 is not bad, but once you get 5...
4 was the downfall. 4 was the downfall.
Yeah, then 5 was just washed, and then...
Yeah, 5 did all the good trailers and stuff. Just terrible.
Yeah. I got the controller for it. Controller was cool in the Xbox One. But...
Oh, I remember, yeah. You don't have it anymore, though, do you? Because Jay chewed
it up. I have it. It just chewed the crap up.
Super dog.
It was mutt.
Yeah.
All right. We can move. We got a Nintendo Supercharge sale is going on until February 9th. So if you go on time recording, well, it'll probably be the day after for this. So January 31st is probably when these release because I'm playing Black Ops after this, so I'm not editing. You have a week, or actually 9 days at that point. So. Anyway, Nintendo Supercharge sale is going on until February 9th.
So I have every game listed and stuff like that, but I'm just going to read this little thing real quick before I go into that. Nintendo has a tendency to announce things in stealth mode lately. You know, they've obviously announced. They haven't announced, but, you know, they've put in certain games, yada, yada, yada. They just haven't announced it. But right. If you go on then, like, the eShop, you'll obviously notice, you know, games that randomly pop up and stuff like that. But,
there's a crap ton of games.
Oh, yeah.
Holy a lot. Crap.
But for any real promotion, it's you know, Supercharge eShop sale, which is live right now, offering up to 70% off popular Nintendo Switch games. If you prefer owning the physical copy of games, as Scott said, me too. Then don't worry, as you know, most of these, you know, on discounts apply to the digital and physical versions of the game. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Some of these discounts are like the most I've ever seen for some of these games. But usually when it comes to discounts, Nintendo's not one to be on big. But I think it's where the Switch 2 is coming. They're going to put their games on sale more.
Yeah. But what I got here is, with all the buzz around, you know, the latest Nintendo Switch 2 announcement, gamers no doubt are, you know, excited and eager to get their hands on the new console. You know, like me.
Definitely.
I'm really excited for it. But it says here, you know, while we still have, you know, a little while, wait until, you know, the official pre-orders of Nintendo Switch 2 go live, expect in April, you know, around, like, the Direct and stuff like that.
Yeah, April 4th. So I'd say after the Direct, I'll be like, okay, pre-orders are up now.
Hopefully it's around April.
I hope so.
I'd say it is going to be, though.
Yeah.
But you guys can get these games now, obviously, on your... Now Switch, But on the bright side, you know, we know that Nintendo Switch 2 console will be backwards compatible with both digital and physical cartridges. So that's a huge relief for Nintendo fans and stuff. So you can obviously have, say, if you had Tears of the Kingdom or like Breath of the Wild for your Switch, they're probably going to make a Switch 2 version, I'd say, too, maybe.
Maybe. If not, you'll be able to play on that. Yeah, I think it's an 8-inch screen.
For example, like...
Pretty sure, like...
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Mm-hmm.
It had a 360 version and an Xbox, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So they might, Nintendo might do that, too.
Maybe. I think the Switch 2 will have an 8-inch screen because a lot of people that pay like really close attention to like trailers and stuff, they said that it looks like an 8-inch screen instead of the 7 in the OLED. We're going to play Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom on a bigger screen.
Yeah.
With backwards compatibility.
They're pretty cool. But I got here, this was posted on the 27th of January by Brian. See what you got here, Brian. But I have a list here of the games, like the sale prices and stuff like that.
Okay.
1-2 Switch was $34. It's $34.99. It was $50, like in total. Ace Attorney Investigations Collection, it's $30. It was $60. Another Code Recollection was $42. It was $60. I'm not going to say the 99. I'm just going to round up because obviously, you know.
Right. Yeah.
But Club Games 51 Worldwide Classics, it's $28 now. It was $40. Crash Bandicoot, Crash Versary Bundle, $40. It was $100. So $9.99. A Crash Bandicoot Quadrilogy Bundle, it is now $28. It was $70. So there's a major price difference. That gone.
That's for four Crash games.
I know. Crowd Country, $16 now. It was $20. So it went down $4. Cult of the Lamb, Cultist Edition, $15 now. It was $30, so it went down a whole $15. Nice. Disney Illusion Island, it's $28 now. It was $40. EA Sports FC 25, it is $24 now. It was $60. Yeah, the kind of normal price for games. $60, $70. Fae Farm, it's $30 now. It was $45. Fashion Dreamer, $35 now. And it was $50 before the sale. Game Builder Garage. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It's $21, and the original price was $30. Go Vacation, $35 now, and it was $50. GTA The Trilogy Definitive Edition, it's $30 now, and it was $60. So, It Takes Two. That's a good game, actually. But it's $20, and it was $40. Just Dance, oh yeah. You want to get Just Dance-ish?
Oh, that's my favorite kind of game.
But it's $30 now, and it was $50. Just Dance, the Ultimate Edition, though, it's $52.49, and it was $75, sorry. Kirby's Dream Buffet. It's $10.49, and the original price was $15. Kirby Fighter 2, $14 now, and it was $20. Kirby Star Allies, it was $42, and the original price was $60. Layton's Mystery Journey Deluxe Edition, it's $24 now, and it was $40, the original price. Oh yeah, Mario Golf. I like it. Never really got golf. It's not my thing. Too boring.
I haven't played Mario Golf, but I like Mario Baseball and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah. But, it's $40 now. It was $60. Mario's, in the Rabbids Kingdom Battle Gold Edition. That's a good game. The Mario Rabbit games.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $21 now, but it was $60. Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope. It's $21 now, and it was $60. Mario Strikers Battle League, $40 now, was $60. So many of these games, that gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, but at least you guys get all the information. Mario Tennis Aces, it's $40 now, it was $60. A lot of these games were just like $60. Because that's the base price in normal games now. Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak Deluxe Edition, it's $15 now, and it was $50. My Sims Cozy Bundle, it's $34.79 right now, and it was $39.99 or $40. NBA 2K25 is $20.99, so $21, and it was $60. We should have.
It's for the Switch.
We play on PC. I know.
It's not.
I wish it was for Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Switch 2, I guess it'll finally be next gen.
I hope so.
If so, then I'm getting on the Switch.
Yeah.
But NBA 2K All-Star Edition, it was $100. It's now $40. So, recommend you guys get that if you have a Switch and you want to play 2K. I don't know how many people play Switch 2K, though.
So probably not many. We used to.
Yeah. But I don't think there's as many as there used to be. Especially because the next gen came out. 30
frames per second.
Yeah. But new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. It's $40 now. It was $60. Red Dead Redemption, the original. Good game. $35. It was $50. Sea of Stars, $24.49. It was $35. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Splintered Fate. We've talked about this in one of our topics before.
Yeah.
Whatever, I think it first came out.
When it first came out, yeah.
It's $19.49, and it was $30. Plucky the Squire, $22.49. It was $30. So, that is all the games. That's a lot. That's ridiculous. But, the Nintendo Switch Supercharged Sale will be running until February 9th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time. And February 10th at 2:59 a.m. Eastern Time. So that's all I have. That's all the games and stuff like that. So, a lot. I'm not even going to try to count that.
A lot.
It's like over 50, or around 50. So,
yeah, those are all the games.
Yeah, a lot of good games. Like all the Mario, there's Kirby, Just Dance, GTA mm-hmm. Trilogy. Let's see here. You got 2K, Red Dead Redemption, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a whole bunch of good games. So if
Resident
you guys
Evil in there, Doom Eternal.
Oh yeah, you can get over those.
Yeah, I have I'm on the actual Nintendo website. There's a lot of them. So if you guys want to see one,
obviously there's games like, as Ashton said, that I didn't list. So you guys can look yourselves on the eShop, and obviously it'll show you all the games that are on that sale.
Mm-hmm.
So go check
it out. I have the link in the description of the episode too if you want to just look up the website, but it's up to you guys. You guys are old enough to decide what you want to do. Look on the eShop or look on the website. You're responsible. All right, but that's all the topics we had. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our personal socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, podcast Discord, Instagram, TikTok,
also
Facebook,
get our merch.
Merch on TeePublic.
Yep.
Anything else?
Not really, I'm pretty sure we hit I think we're at 1,300,000 downloads now. So thank you guys for that. Pretty big milestone.
Yeah, definitely.
We're about getting closer and closer to halfway to 2 million. So that's pretty awesome. It's crazy to think about. A year and a half ago, we were just Zero. None. Now we're over a million, which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
But thank you guys for that. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And join our Discord. You know, you guys don't listen to us when we say it, but still, join our Discord. And get some merch, giveaway, movie night, etc. Like, why wouldn't you want to join? Get something free out of it and a movie?
Yeah.
Sonic or something like that. Like, that'd be awesome. But as I said, follow our socials, personal socials, and also follow our sports podcast as well. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.